I am ready.
Good, 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 good. Here we go. We're going. This is it. This is the show, man. It's Christmas Day. Did you get all your toys put together? Did you get everything done? Did you get everything all Jimmy Jarvered and tightened? And
actually, I was hoping that I could get you maybe to come over later.
Yeah.
And help me with some of those things.
Uh-huh.
Really? See, you have all the tools, and I have none.
No tools?
No
I've
tools.
I've got some things I need to put together, too, that really takes two people.
Oh, good.
So maybe we can help each other out.
It's not heavy, is it?
Yeah, it's very heavy.
Oh. Well, mine's just...
I scratch your back, you scratch mine, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not comfortable with scratching people's backs.
Why? I wash.
Okay. All right. I'll come over. Will lunch be provided?
Yeah, there's ham.
No jerky?
No, it's Christmas ham.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Brian and family.
Christmas ham?
Yeah.
Is that like a,
it's a tradition.
Official?
It's a McFadden tradition that on Thanksgiving we have turkey, and on Christmas, Faith cooks one of those spiral cut hams with the stuff you put on the outside that seeps down in. It's real sweet, like the syrup, honey.
Oh, yeah, with the glaze, the bake.
Yeah, the glaze.
Yeah, the glaze.
So
the
every
glaze.
Bite of ham is sweet. It's like eating dessert.
Do you put the little the cloves or whatever? You stick like the little spices on top? You know?
No, the spices, I don't think. It's sweet. It's just real good.
Cool.
It's like brown sugar and honey or something like that.
Mm.
It's very, very good. It's like eating dessert, but it's like, but it's meat. It's like meat in a dessert.
Protein dessert.
Sure. Sure.
Now, did you ever get your turkey? Did we ever cover that?
We got my turkey, man. I had carcass.
Carcass.
I still ate some of it tonight.
Yeah? Still eating on it.
I'm still eating on it.
Wow.
Yep. It's in a big Tupperware tub in there. It's all pulled turkey.
That's a whole
it's
lot
pulled
of
turkey.
That's a lot of carcass.
I had a pulled turkey sandwich.
Now, what's the difference? Wait.
Yeah.
What's the difference between pulled turkey and just regular turkey?
Because regular turkey implies sliced turkey. And this is not sliced turkey. This is pulled turkey. It's like pulled off the bone in big chunks. And you heat it up, and then you don't have to heat it up. You eat it cold. But I heat it up because I wanted a warm sandwich. So I heated it up, and I took a piece of bread and I slapped mayonnaise on there about a quarter of an inch thick.
Mm-hmm.
Real thick mayonnaise. So when you put the meat on there,
yeah,
it kind of sinks down into the mayonnaise.
So it's not like – it's not.
Then you take the other piece of bread, you put mayonnaise on it, okay?
Uh-huh.
Then you mash them together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you take that and you got to have some good thick pieces of bread too. None of this
thin stuff. Yeah.
And then you take that in there and then you sit in front of the TV with your chips and you watch football. It's good stuff. that is a happy man.
Yeah.
Yes.
I always thought pulled turkey was meant it was like a really tall turkey.
No.
They stretched it.
No. And you don't pull the turkey. You wait till the turkey's cooked before you start pulling the turkey.
Oh.
You don't pull a turkey when it's still alive.
Oh. See, I thought the same thing with pulled pork.
Make you go blind.
What?
Huh? Pulled pork? What about pulled pork?
I thought the pulled pork was the same thing.
Pulled pork is, it's the same thing. It's pulled off the bone, but after it's cooked.
So it's more of a classification of preparation than how it's delivered. It's like
exactly.
You said, it's not, okay.
Yes.
Hmm. I thought that was some kind of. I thought it was some kind of special.
Mm-hmm. It needs to be kosher.
Something special.
It needs to be kosher.
Now, what's kosher?
Kosher means they drain the blood out of the animal. Kosher really means, technically, it means you strangle the animal to death. To kill it,
uh-huh.
And then you drain the blood out of it,
uh-huh.
And then you, after the blood's drained out of it, then you disembowel it or whatever, and then you butcher it. But you don't. But that way, you get all the blood out of it as you can.
Why is that?
I don't know. It says in the Bible. It says that's what it says. Don't do it. It says don't eat the blood. Don't eat the blood.
You ever read Leviticus?
Leviticus will tell you exactly what to do. Exactly.
It is a field guide for how not to die in the desert.
It's a field guide for a long and happy life.
It says don't eat meat that's been sitting out in the sun.
Don't boil a goat in its mother's milk.
What?
Who would think to try this? It's like, dude, I don't know. We need to cook it. I got some boiling milk over here. Throw it in there. Yeah. Who boils milk to begin with? You don't boil milk.
Well, you know, if you think about it, they'd been taken care of, right? Uh-huh. Pharaoh and all that, and everything had been taken care of, and then all of a sudden, poof,
they're out on their own.
Out on their own.
Yeah.
And then you know you got some bozo in from the corner eating 3-day-old, you know, meat or something.
Yeah, sure.
You know, spoiled bird.
They didn't know germs.
Yeah.
They had microscopes. There was a Louis Pasteur.
And so they said,
Louis Pasteur was not Jewish.
Don't eat these things. Don't do this.
No. God knew.
Huh? Yeah.
God knew.
Yeah, man. He says, don't be piddling where you sleep. What are you doing?
Don't piddle in the snow and then eat the snow. He says, don't eat the yellow snow. Leviticus 34:6. Don't eat the yellow snow. It's true. This is a Christmas show, and here we are talking about piddling in the snow.
Is that the new modern standard?
Yeah. That's the message. Hey, so let's talk about Christmas stuff.
Okay. I think the professor had something for us.
Oh, yeah? Well, why don't we bring him in? Professor.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Professor.
Hello, Chaz.
Hello. Hey, did you have a good Christmas?
Oh, yes. I always have a good Christmas.
Is that a new pocket protector?
Thank you for noticing. It is.
That's very sweet.
You like it? It's the Pockinator 3000.
The Pockinator 3000. Well, I noticed every time you touch it there, it lights up a little bit in the bottom.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So you can see your pins in the dark, I guess.
Yeah, it's good. It's very nice. It kind of makes this left nipple kind of...
Yeah, it's funny. It'll get used to it.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. Yeah.
Well, what have you got to talk to us about today?
Well, I wanted to come in and dispel some Christmas myths.
Christmas myths. Okay. Yes. All right.
I think there are a lot of people out there that are confused. And I just want to set the record straight.
I know a lot of people out there are confused. But what do you have to add to the situation?
Well, first of all, I'll give you a little nugget of information to start off.
Okay.
Do you know why Rudolph's nose was so bright?
No, I don't. I didn't ever explain that in the song.
Well, it's because his nose is red. Okay, and scientifically, red light waves
are different
lengths than the other colors.
Oh, I see.
So they go farther. You can see them farther.
Is that right?
I did not know that. It's more productive for leading a sleigh and that sort of thing.
I see.
It wouldn't have worked if they were yellow. You see?
Oh, it wouldn't have.
No, it would.
Purple.
It still would have lit up. His nose would have lit up, but it just wouldn't have gone any farther.
Orange.
Yeah, it wouldn't have gone as far as he needed to go.
So that's why that was that way.
That's a scientific fact you can base that on. Mm-hmm. Now the one thing that I want people to understand is that everybody gets the idea that Santa Claus used Rudolph's nose all throughout the night.
Oh, he didn't do that.
No.
No.
You can't. You don't. With that kind of wattage coming off the beak like that,
yeah,
you got to change that thing out every three or four houses.
Oh, okay. So he only used it in the very deep, darkest of the point of the night.
Right.
Ah.
So technically, Rudolph didn't go on every journey because that's a lot. That racks up after a little while.
Sure.
He's got to carry all that extra inventory in the sleigh.
Yeah, that's a pain.
Yeah.
That's a pain.
And so he only took that on the really bad
nights.
If one
goes out, they all go out. So.
Right.
Right.
Right. It's hard to figure out which one's, you know,
which one's on the out. Blank. Sure. Yeah.
But I, you know, I'll tell you what, he's going to get rid of these reindeer eventually anyway.
You think so?
Yeah, with the cost of fuel going the way it is, he can't afford that.
Well, it's that ethanol. It's driving up the price of corn.
Right. See? That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter anyway because, you know, now they got GPS and satellites and stuff like that. He doesn't need those reindeer anyway.
Oh, is he replacing the reindeer with GPS?
I think so. Yeah, that's the plan.
Wow.
But it doesn't. What's
the aerodynamics of a reindeer anyway? I mean, is it good or bad?
Well, like I said, when fuel was cheaper, it didn't really matter.
Uh-huh.
But now you got these horns, you know, they're sticking out.
Yeah.
You can't fold those things in.
No. It's like kind of driving a Buick.
Much drag.
Yeah.
So
I can understand that.
So it's a big problem. I think really what's going to happen in the future is Santa Claus is just going to move to an online model.
Oh really?
Yeah, he's just gonna have to go with that because really what he's gonna do. I've read some of his he puts out some white papers on this stuff.
Oh but, really?
You know, periodically.
I didn't know there was a Santa Claus periodical.
Right, he does. It is. Uh-huh. Yeah, only us in the scientific community get it though.
Oh okay. Yeah. The North Pole Report or something. You know? I know there's a lot of scientists up there in the poles.
They are up there. I don't know what they're doing though. They don't write home much. But
when they do, it's real slow.
And it is very slow. You can barely read their handwriting.
Blood thickens.
Their little fingers are so frostbitten.
Send wood.
What? Yeah. Shut down that before they went to the North Pole.
No, okay, there's no trees up there.
Yeah.
You can't burn snow.
No, you can't.
No.
You get steam. That's an idea. All right. So anyway, Santa Claus is going to have to go to this online model, and I think he's going to have to use the Dell. The Dell model.
The Dell model?
Yeah, the just-in-time ordering.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, now, what do you think that the L's would do then if he went to that some kind of online... You know?
They'd have to retool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'd have to retool. It would really affect the economy because, you know, there's like millions of them.
Yeah.
So
is there really?
You don't want that kind of unskilled labor, you know, flooding into the market.
Well, I did look up. The elf classified ads.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there is some job opportunities out there for them. Because I was curious about this. I was kind of worried about them.
What can an elf do? I don't understand. They make toys, so.
Well, some of them that have been laid off are writing short jokes for Jay Leno.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
There's some other ones are test pilots for the kids' jungle gyms. Because they can't use real kids. You know, lawsuits are just too high.
Yeah, that's bad.
So they sign a waiver and go test them out. And they get impaled by some bar that came loose. And you know, hey, it's just an elf, right?
Well, that's pretty insensitive.
I'm not making stuff up. I'm just recording it.
I mean, elves are important too.
Well, sure. Well, I didn't say they weren't.
Okay,
I'm just saying. Storm drain ball collectors.
Storm drain ball collectors?
Yeah, evidently there's a market out there for they pay an elf like $5 a year to go down these storm drains, and then whenever your ball rolls down in there, you know you're always losing your ball down the storm drain. Well, they'll pick it up and throw it out.
Is that like the people who scuba dive in the little ponds between the golf courses?
Sort of like that.
Yeah. I had a job like that for a summer one time.
You did, really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, until I ran into the shark thing.
Shark?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
There was a shark in the golf.
Yeah.
In the golf lake.
Yeah, it's the Loch Ness monster, the 13th hole. I don't like to talk about it.
Okay. All right. There's some elves that are actually making quite a bit of money breeding miniature horses. So I don't know exactly.
That's pretty funny. Yeah.
They also, there's a market for them being curb painters. So I guess they don't have to bend over as much. I don't know. I don't know how that works. And then, of course, there are some of them that apply the undercoating on new cars. So.
Wow.
So there's some job opportunities out there for elves.
That's very encouraging. I think that's great.
I don't know if the economy could absorb millions of elves going out. But
they'd have to
maybe
do
over a period of time.
They'd have to do another one of those Wizard of Oz shows.
Yeah, they could do that. They could,
and then they could all live off the royalties.
Yeah, but they wouldn't get royalties. They didn't write it. They just starring in it.
Well, yeah, but don't you get money when you go in a movie? Don't you get residuals?
You get paid. I don't think so.
Really?
No.
Unless
you get a piece of the film.
I was in a Häagen-Dazs commercial one time. And I still get checks.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Chicks or checks?
Oh, what are we talking about? I didn't get any checks.
Oh, okay.
I get some checks.
Oh, yeah, checks mix?
Yeah, check mix. Yeah, they send me checks
sure,
mix.
Once a quarter. Once a quarter.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So you got a little piece of the action there.
It's in my contract.
You and checks mix get along, don't you?
I don't know what you're saying anymore. Okay, I gotta go.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Professor. Oh, man.
Did he say he gets... Chicks mix?
I don't know. I don't.
Hey there, boys. Hey, listen, y'all got any duct tape in here?
No, Professor. No. We don't keep duct tape in here. I might use it for something.
Did you call him Professor?
Did I?
You did. You called me Professor. Do I look like the Professor to you?
No. Certainly you don't not, look yeah. like anything like the Professor. Yeah,
you're much
Do stressed. I smell like the Professor to you?
No, you don't smell like him either.
Does the Professor smell?
Yeah, he smells like a barnacle stuff. Bunsen barnacle burner things.
Oh, yeah. It smells like chemicals.
Man, it smells like sulfur oxide. I don't even know what that is, but he smells like it.
I think it's like matches or something.
Matches?
Yeah.
Well, that reminds me, I need to go online in a little while. Hey, I came in here to get some duct tape. Y'all got any duct tape in there?
Still no.
No, we don't have any duct tape. I already told you about any duct tape. What are you doing anyway?
Oh, now that I'm building a gingerbread house out here and ran out of hot glue and my nails have all bent. And so I just needed some duct tape to kind of hold the back of the house on there and get some more of the candy canes on the roof.
You used hot glue, tacks, and duct tape.
That sounds highly unstable.
On a gingerbread house.
Well, yeah.
How big is this house?
It's regular size.
Regular size like a house, or regular size like a gingerbread house?
What do you mean? It's regular size. It's 8-foot ceilings and all that. It's regular size.
So it's built to scale.
Well, sure. What do you mean? Of course, I don't know what that means, but it's a house. The kids wanted to build a gingerbread house, so they were having a sale on the graham crackers down there at the dollar store. So I plopped down $50 and
You made a full size house out of $50 worth of graham crackers.
They were day old or week old or month old. I don't know how old they were, but they were some old. They were really pretty old. It'd been a few tacks trying to nail a couple of them together. But I got them pretty much all together. I got the four walls up. The back wall's a little unsteady. I need some duct tape for that thing. And then there's a room in there. I got a ceiling fan going. Some lights hooked up. I got wiring. Yeah, there ain't no GFI plugs in that puppy, so you shouldn't bring your hot chocolate in there, okay?
Now you know if you erect a structure any bigger than 6 feet in your backyard, you gotta get a permit. You know that, right?
Well, I got vermin out there.
We'll get fined by the city if you don't have a permit.
Oh man, that's kindling.
Kindling?
Sure.
What do you mean, kindling?
Yeah, those little slips of paper, the little slips the city gives you.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes good kindling.
You don't adhere to that?
Oh man, I got so many fines for stuff. It's you keep 10 cars in your front yard that ain't registered, you'll get a few of them little slips.
So you're just numb to the whole thing.
Man, they can't do nothing to me. They can't touch me. They scared of me, man.
You know, afraid to like they take your house.
No,
or something?
No, they don't want it.
They don't want your house.
No,
so that's your strategy.
Sure, man. Yeah, you put enough scary stuff in the bushes, they won't come up out of the house.
Is that the don't ask, don't tell?
Sheriff knows me by name, you know. But as long as I don't go into town during the daytime, I'm all right.
How do you buy groceries?
Walmart's open 24 hours a day.
Oh, you go in the dark.
Sure, yeah, sure. Okay.
All right. No duct tape.
Besides, I hunt for most of my grocery.
You hunt for most of your grocery?
Sure, yeah.
I do too. I never know where stuff is.
Yeah, I got farmers on three sides of me.
So you graze off of their stuff?
It's called hunting.
Hunting, okay.
Sometimes I hunt for cabbage. Sometimes I hunt for cantaloupe.
Oh.
Sometimes I even hunt for hubcaps.
Spinners?
Yeah, I use spinner bait, catch a lot of stuff. Wait, we weren't talking about fishing, were we? Hey, what'd you get for Christmas there, Chaz?
Oh, I got a MacBook.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that yesterday. Yeah, it ain't got no chrome dog on it.
No. But I didn't
You got gypped, man. You got ripped off.
I didn't actually get it for Christmas, though. It just happened. I got it around the Christmas time.
What?
I didn't get it for Christmas. It wasn't a Christmas present.
You got yourself a Christmas present, Chaz.
No, I didn't know. I didn't get myself a Christmas
present. How close to Christmas did you buy it? Like within 10 days?
That's probably
within 10 days. Did it cost over $50?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it a necessity?
Well,
necessity, Chaz. Was it a necessity? Was it a perishable good?
A perishable good? What does that mean?
You going to wipe your butt with it or what? If you bought yourself something that cost over $50, that's a dry good, I'm afraid you've bought yourself a Christmas present, no matter how you look at it.
Well, I guess I got a Christmas present.
Yeah. Hey, y'all come on out here and help me eat this gingerbread house. It's going to take me 4 days to eat this thing. The kids don't
want to have it. I don't want no 8 foot.
They're just licking the sugar Christmas off of present. The thing.
I mean, Christmas, whatever that thing is.
It's a gingerbread house. Yeah. You gotta get, come on, eat it before it rains. It's going to be a big pile of mess in the backyard if we don't eat it.
All right.
You all got, right. See y'all in a little while.
I was going to ask, you had any frosting to put on top of it? You got to have that, what is that, pipe and that frosting stuff? What is that stuff?
What are you talking
icing,
about?
Icing.
Icing.
Yeah, fry. Yeah, so said. Frosting. Icing.
Isn't that a penalty in hockey? Icing?
Is it?
Yes, I think it is.
Yeah, icing.
Icing.
Yeah, iced him.
What?
Huh?
Man. Well, I wonder what the professor got for Christmas. We didn't ask him when he was
there. I don't know, but nobody else is listening. Oh,
he got the pocket. He got the pocket protector.
The pocket protector. But you.
Nobody should be listening to this show. It's Christmas. What are you doing listening to this show on Christmas Day?
I don't know.
Now, if you're listening after Christmas Day, you're just cheating.
Where were you?
Where are you? We were here. We went to all the trouble to make the show. Listen, we got to plug what. Well, I mean, it's already over, but I think you're going to be able to get copies of the show. I'm not sure. Like on Saturday, we did that marathon. We got up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, actually, we got up at 4:30 in the morning so we could record at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
For the marathon for the Geek Central, Geek News Central.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got like 100,000 listeners or something.
Geek News Central?
Yeah.
And he's doing that whole...
I don't think he's going to have those at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I don't think so.
But he put us on when nobody... Crickets listening.
but he's raising money for what? For that... for children get a laptop?
Yeah. It's like...
In developing countries?
Yeah. Something like that.
They got that. It's like a ruggedized, all-purpose laptop.
Sure.
Kind of interesting. Max. I don't know what it is. You know, actually, it's Linux-based.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Linux.
That way it's all, you know, mainly free. Mm-hmm. It's just plastic and silicone after that.
Sure.
But anyway, so yeah, so we'll get a copy of that. We'll try to put it up on the feed.
The feed, man. Feed.
Anyway, let's let these people go play with their Christmas toys.
Well,
I want to go play with my Christmas toys.
All right. I still need some help moving that thing.
Okay. All right.
You got to help me with that?
Yeah, you got to sign this release form, though, because if I get hurt or something...
You have to sign the release form. What is going to be with me for you to sign the release form? It makes sense.
I don't know.
Go eat your Christmas pudding. What is Christmas pudding anyway? Hey, do you get a special candy for Christmas in your stocking that you only get at Christmas? Yeah. Like I get chocolate covered cherries in my stocking.
Oh, I love chocolate.
Oh, it's the only time I get them. I get them just on Christmas morning, and then I eat them. Like it takes me a month or so to eat them all.
I used to get Jill these.
I'm just sick of them and throw them away.
I used to get Jill these Christmas oranges.
The chocolate oranges. Orange. Yeah, chocolate oranges.
And I got her one year. I got her one.
Yeah.
And the next year I got her two. And these things are, you know, they're like
they're big like
baseballs, right?
Sure.
And I got her two.
Uh huh.
And then the year after that, I got her like this. There was this whole bag of little mini ones.
Kind of overdoing it, are you, Charlie?
And she hasn't asked for them since.
She's like, I said I liked them once.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Yeah, she was pretty much, she told me the next year, she says, don't get me any more chocolate oranges for a while.
Yeah, Faith did that too, because I always go overboard for Christmas anyway, and she told me, you know, first Christmas, I'm like, I'm trying to get ideas for stocking stuffers, so I'm picking out all her favorite things. I know she likes Big Red Gum, and I know she likes Altoids, and I know she, you know, does this and this. So I ended up going out, I buy a whole, like, you know, 24 pack of Big Red Gum, and I bought like 4 cans of Altoids, you know, because they're cheap. I'm just trying to fill up the stocking. I wasn't really thinking.
Yeah.
I bought all this stuff to fill up her stocking, you know, a little chocolate, Whatchamacallit. She likes Whatchamacallit candy bars. So I bought her like 10 of those, you know, and stuffed her stocking with all this stuff. Well, you know, like November of the following year, I'm like, well, I'm getting stocking stuff. I got to go get your stocking stuff. I still haven't bought you any stocking stuff. And she goes, well, don't give me anything you got me last year because I still got half of it left over. You know, there's still a drawer full of Big Red Gum and Altoids and stuff. She says, this is not Halloween. It's Christmas.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Funny.
Anywho. All right. Well, everybody, go eat your Christmas pudding. Be sure that you get plenty of rest. I got to go back to work tomorrow.
Yeah, me too.
It's kind of weird going back to work after Christmas.
I know. You should get the whole end of the year off.
Well, next week I'm taking off. I'm going to Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So we may have to record on Talk Show or something.
Yeah, well, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Can record all the way from way up there.
I think so.
I'll be all the way down here.
Where it's warm.
And
I'll be up there in the frozen tundra. And
everybody else can meet us in the middle.
Kansas?
Oh, okay. I've never been to Kansas.
Merry Christmas, all.
Merry Christmas.
Hope you got lots of cool stuff.
Two blind squares are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity." This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchases necessary.